Queen's Ransom by Fiona Buckley. The book is subtitled A Mystery at Queen Elizabeth I's Court, featuring Ursula Blanchard. The book's dedication reads For Dalip. Chapter 1. Treasured Memories. Sir Robin Dudley, master of the Queen's horse, had broad shoulders and swarthy good looks, a dashing taste in doublets, and a great deal of personal charm. I was a young woman of only 27, and I ought to have found him attractive. Instead, I detested him. He wasn't a kindly man, for one thing, and I appreciated kindness. The uncle and aunt who sought most of my upbringing had so conspicuously lacked it. And for another thing, Dudley came of a family so fiercely ambitious that his father and one of his brothers had lost their heads for plotting against their sovereign, and Robin once came near to plotting against her himself. Queen Elizabeth knew this perfectly well, but remarkable individual though she was, in this respect she was the one who was conventional, while I was not. Dudley's masculine beauty entranced her. And at 28, not much older than I was myself, she was not yet hard enough to have that handsome head and that muscular set of shoulders separated by the executioner's axe. She and Robin were not lovers, but he was still her favourite. There were those who looked on her liking for him with a sentimental eye, for instance, Sir Henry Sidney, who had married Dudley's sister. Well, Sidney had the virtue of kindness, but in him it sometimes went too far. As Sir William Cecil, the Secretary of State, once said to me in a private fit of exasperation, Sidney was too sweet-natured for his own good, and every now and then his intelligence drowned in the sweetness like a wasp in a jam-pot. On this business of...